From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A loud explosion that shook the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan Saturday night was an intentional act that injured 29 people, according to New York authorities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio declared the explosion was deliberate. He spoke to reporters on the street near the scene of the blast.
There is no evidence at this point of a terror connection to this incident. This is preliminary information. It's something we will be investigating very carefully, but there is no evidence at this point of a terror connection.
He said police and other security officials were not aware of any current terrorist threat to the nation's largest city. World leaders have been descending on New York for days, preparing for the annual UN General Assembly meeting this week. New York authorities were also investigating an unexploded device found blocks from where the explosion occurred in Manhattan. Bomb squad personnel safely removed the device for transport to the police firing range in the Bronx. It appeared to be a pressure cooker attached to a cell phone and wires in a plastic bag. The explosion in Chelsea frightened hundreds of people and blew out windows. The blast was centered in a metal container about 2 meters square, described variously as a trash container or a tool storage container used by workers renovating a nearby building. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systemic atrocities in a generation. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump vowed Saturday in the southern city of Houston, Texas, to rid the U.S. of illegal immigrants who have taken the lives of people. Trump said Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, failed to enforce immigration laws when she was Secretary of State, when she failed to suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens. Trump's remarks came at the first-ever conference hosted by the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal aliens. But the nonprofit organization has critics who contend it uses families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, said the group is helping to advance the agenda of the organized nativist movement in the United States, which tries to demonize immigrants in general, whether documented or not. Russia's ruling United Russia is expected to be the big winner in Sunday's parliamentary elections that span 11 time zones for approximately 110 million registered voters. Recent polling suggests the party of President Vladimir Putin will retain power in the State Duma. Analysts say the voting will likely be a referendum on Putin's expected 2018 presidential run for re-election. Opposition politicians are hoping they will be able to acquire at least a few of the 450 seats, but pollsters say the opposition might not be lucky enough to grab even one seat. That's Igor Titov. He's a Moscow voter. He said that he voted for the Yabloko party because it's one of the few parties on the list which presents some opposition from the existing authorities. He said there are only two such parties, Loboko and the Parnas. The other parties, in his view, are the same as each other. However, the resurrection of an old voting system could lead to some seats for the opposition. Half of parliament will be decided by people voting for individuals, with the other half drawn from party lists. The last parliament was elected on party lists alone. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned what he called a cowardly militant attack in Kashmir that left 17 Indian soldiers dead and 8 others wounded. Modi vowed on Twitter that those behind this despicable attack will not go unpunished. Officials in the Indian-administered part of Kashmir say the attack on army headquarters Sunday took place in Uri, about 100 kilometers west of the region's main city of Srinagar. Officials say 4 militants were killed in the incident. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.